This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.
Hello, friend. My name is Denise Renner, and I want to welcome you to the program. We've been talking about a subject that I think probably has touched you at one point in your life when you were worrying. Have you ever worried? Are you worried right now? Are you fighting worry? Are you resisting worry? Did you even know that you can resist worry? Or did you think that I'm just a slave to this worry? I've known people who have been slaves to worry, and that worry, it stole their health. We weren't made to carry worry. Our physical bodies were not made to carry worry. And Jesus said, I want to take your heavy burden and all you need is a light burden. It says that in Matthew. And so we need to find out, then how can I live in peace and not in worry? Jesus has a lot to say about it in His Word, and that's what we've been talking about. And I've even been hearing from some of you. Thank you so much for your comments about how this teaching is helping you. And if you need prayer, I want you to call us for prayer because we're there to agree with you. And also, I want to offer you the 5-part video series and the companion study guide. And if you're worried about your health, this book could be a real answer to you. Jesus is your healer. And every drop of blood that flowed from His body was your redemption, was your deliverance, was your salvation. But also in that salvation package is healing. I want you to have this book. Well, stay with me, and I'm coming right back. And we are going to see how we can be free from worry.
It's time for big miracles and changes in your life. Join Denise Renner and dive into the study of God's Word, which has great power to strengthen faith, inspire change, heal physically and spiritually, and most importantly, help you learn about the power of Christ Jesus living in you. It's time with Denise Renner.
Friend, we're going to talk today about worry being a habit. Now, why would I say that? I can honestly tell you that there have been times in my life that worry was a habit. I would get to one subject and it would just like, it's like you turned on a switch and you are now into this habitual, same kind of thought patterns, and it's like a habitual worry. Maybe you don't worry about this or that or money or something else, but you have one thing that gets you every time, and it just turns on that worry. And it can be like a habit, like the way that you brush your teeth in a certain way, or it's your habit to do it in a certain way. You hold your toothbrush in a certain way. You have a certain kind of toothbrush. You have a certain kind of toothpaste, and it's your habit. And when that particular subject touches your life, it's like there's a whole string of just thoughts and mental process, and it's just a habit. And I want to say that if it's a habit, it can be a stronghold. It can open a door for the enemy to come in there and absolutely steal your peace over and over and over again. And you see, he doesn't have any right to your peace because Jesus paid the price for us to have peace. And he put his Holy Spirit on the inside of us. The fruit of the Spirit, one of the fruits, is peace. So we have a right to peace. So let me just talk to you about pulling down this stronghold. If that's you, then this is going to help you. So it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5, talking about strongholds. It says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty, mighty in God for pulling down of strongholds." So if there is a stronghold and you've worried and worried and worried, and you even almost believe that you're right in your worrying, and it's opened the door, it can even open a door to sickness in your life because you're worried, then that's a stronghold that you want to pull down. And the Bible says that we have weapons that are not carnal, but they're mighty. They're mighty through God. So let's see what they are. Casting down arguments and every thought, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You see, just the language in this verse shows that you're not the victim, you're the victor. You're the one with the power here. You're the one who's going to bring down that stronghold. You're the one who's going to bring that thought into captivity. I think that's powerful. So let's start at the beginning of that verse, verse 5. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So you say, how can I cast it down? Well, I just do what the Bible says. I cast it down. Like a thought comes and I say, I'm not going to receive that. And I cast it down. And it's interesting that we cast it down because, you know, the Bible says that the enemy's under our feet. It says that in Ephesians chapter 2. It says we're seated with Christ in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. So the enemy is under our feet. Well, when we cast down that high thought that's against the knowledge of God, we're bringing that thought right where it belongs, under our feet, under our authority. Not us under its authority, but that thought under our authority. That's powerful, what I'm saying to you. You have power, friend. You don't have to be just the subject of worry. Like, I'm subject to worry. I can't do anything about it. No, that's not true. That is absolutely not true. You can start casting down every thought. You say, well, do I have to cast down every thought? Well, do you want some thoughts to stay there? No. So we cast down every thought. So when a thought comes, you say, no, I'm not taking that. No, I'm not taking that. No, God's not given me a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. Nope, I'm not taking that. The Bible says that by His stripes, by the wounds, by all the wounding that was on His body, I am healed. No, I'm not taking that thought. You're not destroying my child. The Bible says that my child, my seed is the blessed of the Lord. You take your hands off of my child. You're not destroying my marriage, devil. I cast down that thought. Because the Bible says, let no man, what God has put together, let no man put asunder. You see what I'm saying to you? It's so practical. Jesus, when the enemy tempted him, after Jesus had fasted for 40 days in the wilderness and the devil came to tempt him, Jesus didn't argue with the devil. All Jesus did was quote the word of God. Friend, if it's good enough for Jesus to quote the word of God against the devil and put him on the run, it is good enough for you and I. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So you and I, we have resisting power. We have casting down power. to cast down those thoughts, thoughts of worry, cast them down. If it's been habitual, then we start being habitual in casting those thoughts down and speaking the word of God. It's so powerful. Now look at the next part of this verse. It says, against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Again, you see, you're the one with the power. You're the one bringing every thought into captivity, and to the obedience of Christ. And because my husband's a Greek scholar, I know something about this verse right here. And it's the picture of a man with a sword, and he's got that sword plunged into his enemy's back. And he's saying, you're the one that's moving. I'm not moving. You're moving. And through the word of God, friend, through the rhema word of God, through the spoken word of God, we can say, no, devil, no, you're not doing that. And you just poke that. You just poke that sword right in the back of him. And you tell him, no, I'm taking these thoughts captive. And you will not talk to me that way. You're saying, do you really do that? Yes, I really do that. I have to do that. I don't want to live under the habitual thoughts of worry and strongholds and not enjoy the peace that God has given us. The peace that passes all understanding, that's on the inside of your spirit, your wonderful born again spirit. It's all the peace you're ever going to need. But you and I have a part to play in this victory, and that is pulling down those thoughts, not letting them run you around, but you put that sword in the back of that enemy and you say, no, you're going to listen to me. I'm the one with the authority here. That's powerful. Now, I want to show you something else about worry. In 1 Peter chapter 5, and it's verse 8, and it says, be sober, it's talking about casting your care on the Lord. That's verse 7, casting all your care upon the Lord, for he cares for you. Then it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So the enemy, the adversary, he does want to devour us. But when we're casting our cares on the Lord, he can't. He can't. And as we stay sober, not like drunk on worry, because when you're drunk on worry, it says those words, be sober. When you're not drunk on worry, you can see clearer. But drunk people, I know that their vision is, they don't see clearly. They don't see clearly because of the effects of the alcohol. So I want to show you in Proverbs what the Bible says about alcohol. And I think this is very interesting because the Bible's saying you be sober. You don't let this horrible habit of worry take you down. So it says in Proverbs chapter 23, and it starts in verse 29, it says, who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaints? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Those who linger long at the wine. Those who go in search of mixed wine. Do not look at the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. At the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things, and your heart will utter perverse things. Yes, you will be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea, or like one who lies at the top of the mast saying, "They have struck me, but I was not hurt. They have beaten me, but I did not feel it. When shall I awake that I may seek another drink?" And First Peter is saying to be sober. Even as I was reading that, I was thinking of worry. I was thinking of worry, like the temptation to worry, just like it said about alcohol. Don't look at the red in the cup, the sparkling red in the cup. And how it ends with, "When shall I awake that I may seek another drink?" You see, our flesh is filled, our spirit is filled with peace, but our flesh is an enemy against our spirit. And our flesh wants to worry. Our flesh wants to give us an excuse to worry. Our flesh, like that last verse, it's so habitual that it's like it wakes up and says, "When is my next opportunity to worry about this?" When Jesus paid the complete price for us to enjoy that peace. And he's saying to be sober, not like a silly drunk. Don't be intoxicated on worry. Don't let worry tell you how you're going to act or how you're going to think. Don't let worry tell you how you're going to feel. Don't let worry, like that alcohol, just move you around. No, friend. We've been given the power to say no to worry. We've been given the power, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5, to cast down those thoughts of worry. You might be saying, "Well, Denise, I've been worrying a long time, especially about this one particular thing in my life." Well, it's really good that you're honest, because if you're honest, then God can do something about it, and you can do something about it. You can agree with God, "God, I see now that this worry, it's not your will. It's not your will. Just because my mother worried or my dad worried or my grandmother worried, it doesn't mean that I am to be a worrier also, because I have the Spirit of God in me and I can overcome," like it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. "I myself can cast down those thoughts. I myself can take the word out and like a sword and point that in the back of those thoughts and say, 'No, you're coming down now. You're not going to rule me anymore.'" And friend, you know, when you do that and you agree with God, then we can start to have the thoughts of God. Like when we're worried, and we talked about on another program, it's like we've got it in our hands. "I'm going to figure this out. I've got this in my hands. I'm going to worry about it some more." But if it's in our hands, it's not in His hands. And don't we need His power? And don't we need His grace? And don't we need His wisdom for that problem, and not our own ability? He doesn't want you carrying that heavy burden of worry. I mean, look at verse 7 of 1 Peter chapter 5. It says casting all your care upon Him, for he cares for you. I looked that up in a commentary, and it said that he's constantly caring for you. Constantly. Every care that drops by your brain or your emotions, he constantly cares, waiting for us to cast our care on him so we can receive his care. That's how simple it is. You say, I don't think it's so simple. I've been doing this for a long time. Well, today is a good day to start. Today is a good day to say, God, I don't want this habit anymore. Lord, I repent of this habit. And Lord, I receive your help. And like I said to you before, you can say, Holy Spirit, if you're born again, you can say, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. And because he's the helper, because that's his job description, he can bring you help. And you know what he can do? He can give you wisdom. He can give you grace. He can give you knowledge. And he can cause you to have a new thought. He brings answers when we seek him. The Bible says, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Well, when you do that and you draw near to God, then you get what God has. You get answers. You get power. And so when we give that, cast that care on him, we are able then, our hands are empty. We are able then to receive from him. We're able then for him to fill our hands with his answers and with his power. Friend, you and I do not have to be ruled around by worry and care. I have enjoyed so much bringing this word to you today. And I want you to stay with me because I'm going to come right back and we are going to pray together.
This week, you can order all Renner products for 25% off. Take advantage of our cyber sale and stock up on powerful teaching resources this holiday season. It's the perfect time to invest in your spiritual growth or bless someone you love.
Have you ever worried about something? Are you worried about it right now? Did you know you can fight the temptation to give in to worry-filled thoughts? Today's world thrives on worry and promotes fear, complaining, and scandals. But the good news is, Jesus hasn't called you to live that way. He tells you not to worry, and Jesus never tells you to do something without giving you the power to do it. In her new series, Worry Goodbye, Denise Renner explains, what is worry? What Jesus says about worry, what we can do to change our habits of worry, the danger of keeping even a little bit of worry. This encouraging five-part series is available in digital and physical formats, starting at just $11. In addition to this teaching series, we are also offering you the book, Jesus is Your Healer, by Denise Renner. In this life-changing book, Denise explains that God sent his son to bear the punishment for every sickness and disease, so that you could live strong and disease-free all the days of your life. The simple yet profound truths found in Jesus is Your Healer will equip you to believe for and walk in the divine health that is already yours in Christ. You can order Jesus is Your Healer today for just $20. Don't miss this special offer. Order the bundle of the series, Worry Goodbye, and the book, Jesus is Your Healer, by Denise Renner today. Call the number on your screen now or go to Renner.org to order. Call or go online now.
Friend, are you ready to get rid of that worry? Amen. I'm ready to get rid of worry and receive that peace and receive those answers and receive that power that Jesus paid an amazing price to give us. You don't have to be like the world. We don't have to be like the world and just be ruled around by worries and cares. No, 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 no. We can cast our care upon the Lord because He cares for us. Now I want to pray with you right now. Father, right now, with my friend, I pray. We pray together. Lord, as if we had a load in our hands of care and worry. And right now, Lord, by our own will, in accordance to your word, we take that and we cast it over on you, Lord. Just cast it over on him. It's not yours. It's not yours. And Lord, now we receive your answers and we receive your power in the name of Jesus. And friend, I want you to have this because it's going to help this get deeper on the inside of you. This 5-part video series or the study guide. And you can look at the scriptures and study right along with me. Oh, it's my pleasure to be with you today. I've enjoyed so much talking about the power that we have over worry. We're not the victims, friend. We're the victors. Jesus said we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. We're the ones who can overcome worry. Well, thank you for being with me, and I'll see you on the next program. If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
Perhaps I have to do another test.
The only thing to do is to wait.
I wish things have gone another way. I want to be healthy.
If there is no one to support you, don't give up. Just contact us choosing your available way. We're waiting for your call, willing to give you prayer support. Two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.